Hey folks, hey coastal people, coasters and coasties, it's Charlie here. Just a quick note to tell you that while you might have been expecting the last episode in series 3 of Coastal Stories today, mainly because last week I told you that's what was going to happen, to be honest I've just had so much on in the last while I haven't been able to do it, and I don't want to do it half cocked as it were. I want to do it properly. I'm about to move house and move a very long way, so I've got all that to deal with. And being a freelance, you have to kind of fit work around time you take not working. So I'm kind of trying to fit a month's work into 2 weeks at the moment, and pack up to move quite a long way, in fact. So the next waves you will hear after these will be from a totally different place, quite a long way from these ones. So the final episode will be along as soon as I can do it. It might not be next week, it might not be the week after, but let's hope it's the week after, because I don't want to keep you waiting too long. I'm building it up to something and it's going to be quite anticlimactic, I'm sure. But no, I will try and find a proper good story to finish that series on. In the meantime, I've got a couple of suggestions of things to keep you occupied until this mythical final episode of Series 3 comes along. And the first one I'd like to suggest is a book that I've been dipping into in the rare spare moments I've had in the last while. It's called Sea Fever, A British Maritime Miscellany, and it's by Meg Clothier and Chris Clothier. And it's a really lovely hardback, and it's kind of it's a gathering of little maritime nuggets, a little bit like this podcast, really. There's sections on the shipping forecast, even sandcastles, shipwrecks, smuggling. You find out how to cure seasickness. It's just a book you can dip into, and it's something I've been dipping into. And it's a really, really lovely production, a beautiful hardback with a lovely cover and plenty to get your teeth into inside. And it's published by Profile Books. It's priced $16.99. It's called Sea Fever, A British Maritime Miscellany by Meg Clothier and Chris Clothier. I'll put a link in the show notes as well, so you can go and find that. It'd make a really nice present for somebody, even if you don't just get it as a present for yourself, somebody who's into the sea, maybe who listens to Coastal Stories, who knows. And the other thing I'd like to recommend in the absence of the last episode of Series 3 of Coastal Stories is another podcast, and it's not connected to the sea, it's not even connected to this country, but it's become one of my favourite podcasts ever that I've ever listened to. That's how strongly I feel about it. It's called Vanishing Postcards. It's done by a guy called Evan Stern, who lives in Texas. And what Evan does is he takes to the back roads of Texas and finds little towns, little establishments like kind of honky-tonks and bars and diners and even a peach farm in one of the episodes. And he's got this gift of wrinkling out people's life stories, and there are some incredible life stories. And some of the places he finds these incredible life stories are in very small places indeed. When I say small towns, one of the towns he visits has a population of 7, yet he still manages to find this incredible story that involves a rooster and a billy bass, which you've really got to seek that one out. It's called Vanishing Postcards, and honestly I can't recommend that enough when you're not listening to Coastal Stories. And you can find Vanishing Postcards wherever you find your podcasts. And again, I'll put a link in the show notes. So yeah, that's it from me for today. I've been down the beach about 10 minutes now, so I should probably get back to work and forearm sweeping shelf loads of books into boxes, ready to move a very long way. So I'll leave you with these waves. It'll be the last time you hear these waves at Deal on the English Channel, in fact, because the next set of waves you hear on this podcast frequency will be coming from a completely different part of the country. So we'll see you soon. I'll find you a really nice episode to finish the series with, and it'll be really worth the wait, I promise. Honestly. Oh yes.